This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Janis Joplin gets a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame today, more than 43 years after she died. Lest you think the sidewalk tiles lining Hollywood Boulevard are all in the name of honoring artists for their lasting works, here's Alex Schmidt.
Teenage girls scream, and tourists of all nationalities snap photos along the Walk of Fame. Daniel Aruajo was thrilled when he noticed Matt Damon's star underfoot.
Well, Hollywood's magic for all people in my generation. I grew up seeing movies from Hollywood in Brazil, and that's my childhood, my adolescence.
But when I told him that getting a star on the Walk of Fame means paying the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce $30,000, he didn't find it so magical.
You're breaking all my dreams now.
Movie studios, fan clubs, or anyone can raise the funds for a star. That $30,000 goes to the Hollywood Chamber, which uses the fee for installation and upkeep. But it's not just money behind the scenes. Seeing your idol's name in brass and pink terrazzo is all about timing, too, says Amy Kaufman, a staff writer at the Los Angeles Times.
A lot of times the average person might not connect that, you know, you're seeing a picture of Julianne Moore getting a Walk of Fame star and that her movie Carrie is coming out in a couple of weeks. But the studios put a lot of effort into timing these things just right. So it seems like a publicity blitz.
Kaufman says the buzz surrounding a star dedication could likely be worth millions of dollars in marketing exposure. Here's the thing. The Hollywood Chamber of Commerce doesn't hide that this is a marketing tactic. Anna Martinez has run Walk of Fame operations for two decades.
It's hype. Hollywood is all about hype. We help promote our community, and this is the way we do it, and it brings a big tourist group.
Every year, the chamber gets 200 to 300 submissions and picks around 20 stars out of that. Janis Joplin's family nominated her. The star dedication is timed to coincide with a Broadway musical about the singer's life, A Night with Janis. Back on the boulevard, Joplin's famous tune, Me and Bobby McGee, blares out the front door of a packed Irish-themed bar during happy hour. Love this scene or hate it, the Hollywood hype machine works. Over 10 million people visit the Walk of Fame every year. I'm Alex Schmidt for Marketplace.